Welcome, one and all, to the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast, where we share your stories of all of the questionable and incredibly entertaining decisions that you've made in life. Your tour guides for this amazing ride are me, Shit Show Shauna, and my partner in crime, the dazzling Diva. Now grab yourself a cold beverage, sit back, and celebrate the fact that you're not the only one out there making bad decisions. Now let's go.
Resuscitate.
What is it like? Two chest compressions and no. I'm just going to tell you, don't have a heart attack in front of me because you're fucked.
No.
Literally, you're fucked.
Yeah, I've never even taken CPR to forget CPR. So
the only thing I can tell you is that they have a machine in the airport that like teaches you the rhythm for chest compressions, and they do it to stay in alive. And so like that is solidly embedded in my mind. So staying alive, staying alive.
But that's too many, right?
Well, I don't know. That's what I said. I don't know. I figure I'm doing you a service.
And then the staying alive would be something else, right? Like, and the breathing. Staying alive, staying alive.
So the chorus, the chorus is the breaths. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm doing you a solid by like compressing your chest in the event you have a heart attack. That's all I can promise you. But I'll come through for you on that front.
I'll take it. I'll take whatever I could get, you know? Beggars can't be choosy.
That's right. All right. Double D. What's the good word?
Okay. Why am I all of a sudden having a stage fright?
I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Well, Sean, listen.
You want me to take my clothes off? So, like, you know,
you don't too much. Too
you don't
much.
Have to picture me naked. I'll be naked. Like, it'll make you feel more comfortable.
Too much.
Okay.
So Sean, really, in all seriousness, this week we need to do a little housekeeping, and I have a couple of STD housekeeping items I'd like to address. The first is a very, very serious issue regarding our listeners.
Okay.
And it occurred to me, we don't have a name for our listeners.
Oh, this is true.
And every great collective has a name. So there's the Bayhive, the Monsters, the Believers, Swifties. So
if you're into My Favorite Murder, they're Murderinos. So yeah, see? I see where you're going with
every
this.
Every great collective has a name. Yeah. So tell me if you hate this. This is a free country, so feel free to speak freely. But since we're the STD podcast, the only podcast people want to catch, and definitely one without a cure, our listeners are kind of stuck with us for life. So what if they were our patients? So if there's no cure for this podcast, the patients can definitely commiserate with a like-minded community of other STD patients. So, you know,
Double D,
I don't know.
I gotta be honest, I thought you were gonna call them the herpes.
Oh my goodness, that's gross.
Well, you said there is no cure.
Definitely stuck with it for life, but no, not quite that literal in our naming of our listeners. So I don't know. So what do you think about that? If they're patients, would we be doctors? Like, I don't know.
Well, I will say my dad always says whenever I'm like patients, he says, if I had any patients, I'd be a doctor. So yeah, I guess that would make us doctors.
But we're also patients and we're also listeners. Well, I don't know, because I'm definitely not a doctor, but I was pre-med in college. Okay, so don't you love the way people take like one semester of college biology and then 10 years later when they're bartending, they're like, yeah, I was pre-med in college. So, anyway, that's me. Like, that's me. I was pre-med in college. I did not attend medical school. But I am qualified to perform minor procedures. So I have a certification from Home Depot to perform BBLs. And that's that is a rider to my regular contractor's license. So I took the weekend course at Home Depot, and I mean, it's not called the BBL course because they can't call it that, you know, for legal reasons, right? So they're not allowed to advertise it under that name, but we all know what we're there for. But they definitely teach you how to safely use the materials, you know, silicone, caulk, and all those items. And you can perform these BBLs. So I took the course. I did graduate magna cum laude. And so, hey, come on in, get your BBL and turn that ass so flat into an ass so fat. And come check out your girl Double D for your BBL. Wednesday is half price. So
half the BBL, half the ass for half the price?
One whole ass, but it's buy one, get one free. So bring all your flat ass friends and y'all can all leave looking like Cardi B for half the price. So yes, we run these specials.
Double D, I love that. I will tell you, I will not be signing up as I have plenty of junk in the trunk already. However, if you would like to...
Don't be afraid to refer your friends though.
Yes, absolutely. I will keep that in mind. Now, you said it's like buy one, get one free. What if somebody wanted to buy one cheek and have you do the other cheek for free?
Oh, no, we don't do that level of work. It's all or nothing. Okay. Whole ass or no ass. The whole ass or nothing.
As opposed to the ass hole.
Exactly. Different surgery there.
Okay.
So, anyway, sorry for that tangent, but back to my original question. What do you think about the patients?
Double D,
I think. Take some time to think about it, you know, don't feel the pressure.
I think our listeners have more pizzazz than patients.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, well, hey, why don't you introduce the show and like try it out and we'll just play with it.
Let's play with it. We always like to play with it, and as do our listeners based on the stories we've heard.
Right.
All right. Well, welcome, patients. Thank you for being here, taking the time out of your day to listen to me, Shit Show Shauna, and the dazzling diva who is joining me this evening as usual. Thank you for being here with us this evening. We're going to have a great conversation as always, which will include all sorts of shenanigans, tomfoolery, and of course, debauchery. Or debauchery, depending on how you pronounce it. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, pecan, pecan, whatever.
Yes. All right. Well, it depends on which side of the Mason-Dixon you're from.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, my husband, Clark, as we have named him so appropriately, like Clark Kent, he says, what does he say? He says, pecan.
Pecan, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He's from that side of the Mason-Dixon. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so. Those who are from the other side say pecan.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So Double D, what have you got for us this fine evening?
Well, so that was our first housekeeping item because it had really been troubling me. So we'll put some more work into that. And if they're not patients, they'll be someone. I don't know. We'll have to come up with a name for our collective of listeners.
Well, and maybe Double D, maybe they can give us some suggestions too.
That's true. Yeah. But I'm going to be honest, in my heart, they'll always be patients.
They'll always be patients? Okay, deal. Well, in my heart, they'll always be herpes. I'm sorry, everyone. I love you, but you'll always be herpes to me.
Forever. Forever and always.
That's right.
You'll be herpes. So, well, my second housekeeping item, I wanted to address a comment that I made in the episode Whiskey Princess. And so, guys, patience, if you have not, I'm going to force the title on them.
Do it.
So to all the patients, if you have not listened to that episode, you are missing out on some hilarious banter. Like that is a classic episode. So as soon as you're done with this one, go listen to Whiskey Princess if you haven't already. Well, there is a comment I made in that episode, and I quote, is what I said, because opposites attract, there's yin and yang. And so I think that statement may have been confusing to some of our patients because they probably assumed that I meant to say yin and yang, which is, you know, the reference to the Chinese philosophy, which describes opposite but interconnected forces. But that's not what I was trying to say. I was actually referring to the hip hop philosophy of yin and yang, as in the yin yang twins. I whistle while you twerk. I don't know if you're familiar with that song.
Yes, yes. So. Well, so, Double D, why did you feel the need to clarify this?
I felt the need to clarify because it really changed the whole context of what I was saying. So I needed to let them know that both philosophies are accurate, but I was actually on the hip hop philosophy. I was referring to the hip hop, not the Chinese philosophy. And so, so I needed to clear that up because, as I said, it changed the whole context of the point I was making regarding compatibility and love and, you know, so on and so forth. You'll have to listen to the episode to get it. So with that, now we know that it's there are two philosophies, yin and yang, and then there's yin yang. So two different philosophies. Take note.
Got it.
Any thoughts on that?
No, I have put that in my mental Rolodex, and I'm pretty sure I fell into the camp of thinking you were saying yin and yang. So yeah, I'm glad you clarified that for the patients out there. Absolutely. Yes.
Are you familiar with the yin yang twins?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I didn't know. I didn't know if you actually whistle while you twerk or not.
I mean, don't ask me to sing anything, okay? But yeah.
But do you whistle while you twerk?
I mean, who doesn't?
Okay, well then, yeah.
I would give you a live demonstration, but it wouldn't really come through an audio very well. I mean, the whistle would. But
oh, yeah.
You'll have to get the twerk part.
I was going to try to do the whistle, but I thought it may, like, blow people's eardrums out.
Hey, Double D, do you know that I have an incredible whistle?
No.
Yeah, I have, in general, I whistle very well, but I also have like an ear-splitting loud whistle.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's a hidden talent.
Now, can you do the whistle with just your mouth?
Oh, like, yeah, no fingers involved. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's.
I want to hear.
Oh boy. I really can't hear. I'll try and do like a baby whistle because it's crazy loud here.
Okay.
That's the start of it. Like,
oh,
when I
goodness.
Really get it going. Oh, I'm like, you want somebody to go to a sporting event? It's me, because I can support your team like nobody's business. Yeah.
I love it. And I'm jealous at the same time. I've been trying to teach myself to do that my whole life.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I taught myself to do it. I played basketball in seventh and eighth grade. And that was for some reason, I felt like that was the time. I remember sitting in my living room and just fine tuning until I got that whistle to work or twerk.
So that's right, until I got my whistle to twerk.
That's right.
So, oh, well, that is a skill I am insanely jealous of, because I've always wanted to do the no finger whistle. Absolutely. I'm very jealous.
I think all of the finger whistlers out there after COVID are probably wishing that they had the no finger whistle.
I would say so. What do you mean after COVID? It still is COVID.
I mean, well, you know, I just mean, just generally speaking, like, there was nothing that brought germs to the forefront and like thinking about putting your fingers next to your face, for me
exactly.
at least, like COVID.
Exactly.
Like, it was like, eh. Yeah.
Yes.
So, sanitary. It's a sanitary whistle. As opposed to a sanitary napkin. Very different.
Completely different.
Yes.
One's on the roof and one's in the basement. So completely different areas of the building, you know?
Yes. Let's not, never the two shall meet, please.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, unless that's your thing.
Right. Then, well, you know, then, I mean, we don't judge on this show.
We don't judge. We don't judge. So. So that is, that's my second housekeeping item. So I did want to clear that up so that our listeners would not be confused.
Okay.
The third thing, it's this really, really gets my goat.
I didn't even know you had a goat.
I do have a goat, and it gets God. And this is what does it. It's when I go to McDonald's. Do you ever go to McDonald's?
I don't. I really don't.
Well, whenever I go to McDonald's, I would say 3 times out of 5, I will encounter these people and it burns me up. It's the religious gypsies at McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I typically only visit McDonald's like once a month. That's, you know, during PMS to get the salty fries. But for the infrequency that I visit them, I've had a high number of encounters with the religious gypsies. And, you know, it's considering I'm not there very often. So if you're not familiar with this group, this demographic, the way you can tell they're religious gypsies is there's a mom who's like usually around 50, and she has a brood of kids, like 12, 15, 19 kids, right? And they're all Irish twins, and their ages range from like 47 to 3 months. Like, it's just a whole range of kids.
So she was 3 when she had the first one? I don't know.
I don't ask women's ages. Okay. I don't violate their privacy. I just know from the evidence I see that you have this brood ranging in age. They have beards and, you know, salt and pepper beards and mustaches. And then you're holding a 3-month-old and they're all your children. So what age you started, I shan't ask.
So Double D, we were talking before about the sanitary whistle and the sanitary napkin. I feel like maybe this is an instance where the two might meet.
Yes. Yeah.
Things have been happening very frequently down there, and maybe there is a whistle that happens in the basement.
There's definitely been some whistling in mom's basement. So this brood, another telltale sign, they all have religious names. They all have like Bible names. So they'll be running around and you'll hear the mom call like, "Come on, Gideon, Hezekiah, Ezekiel." Like, they all have these, and not New Testament Bible, like Old Testament Bible. Like, they don't have, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, James names. They have the, you know, back in the Bible when God was like smoting people, you know, they have those old names. So you see the kids, it's a mess. The dad is somewhere close by, but he's looking so bothered by all these damn kids that he made and he brought into the world. But he's so put out, and, you know, they're running around and he's just annoyed. And, you know, really, I'm going to make this statement. It may be offensive, but gypsy kids really have no chill. And I'll stand by that statement. Gypsy kids have no chill. They're all over the place. Like, they're running, they're touching the walls. Like, they're so excited that the walls aren't made of mud. And they're just like so fascinated. They're looking at the door. They're like, "Oh, look, mom," you know, and they're fascinated that you can see through the door. They've never seen glass because their doors are like, you know, their doors are like palm leaves and stuff. Like, yes, I know it sounds like I'm describing a house on Gilligan's Island, but I'm not. This is the gypsy house at the compound. So it's like mud walls and like palm leaf doors.
Have you been out there? Do you know, have you visited these locales?
I have not visited the gypsy compound, but I know people. I know a couple of gypsies. I do.
And they've given you the lowdown?
They've let me know, you know, what their living arrangements are. So, yeah. So there, it's just, it's a mess. Like, they're pushing all the buttons on the soda machine. It's just, it's insanity. Like, it's really, and it's very disturbing to patrons such as myself. That I'm just in there to get some fries, you know? And then they have to round everybody up. And it's like, they have to go and they have to make sure that they don't leave anyone. And usually, like, the teenage the teenage kids are dragging behind and they're like trying to plot their escape and how can we make it to the interstate and like get a truck driver to pick us up so we can escape the compound for good. So it's just, it's complete and utter chaos going on when I'm in McDonald's with these gypsy families. And so sure enough, they'll round everyone up, all the littles and all the bigs, and they'll go out and then they'll all pile into, like the white cargo van, you know, the traffickers company car. Like nobody drives a white cargo van unless they're a trafficker. Like it's 100 white cargo vans in America. 4 of those people sell ice cream. The other 96 are traffickers. So they're out to the white van. It's 3 other gypsy families already in there waiting on them. And they're like, oh, you know, and they break into their McDonald's. They're having a big gypsy picnic in the van. It's really too much. It's just too much. I can't believe you've never seen this at your McDonald's.
Well, okay. So the last time I went to McDonald's, full disclosure, I'm trying to remember what the situation was. Like Clark had been working late the night before or something. So I felt bad for the
server. Clark is a worker.
He is a worker.
Yeah.
It's true. And so I was out running some errands doing something and it was 11 o'clock, right before 11 o'clock. And I thought, well, shit, Clark loves himself a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. So I'm going to go to McDonald's and I'm going to get him a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Isn't that just for the morning?
Listen, gypsy McDonald's police. Yes, it is apparently because I show up in the drive-thru. Here I am thinking 11 o'clock, I Tokyo drift up into that bitch. And I'm I am making it in time for breakfast. And I was so proud of myself. And she was like, we stopped serving breakfast at 10:30.
I hate her.
So that's
I've had her before. I've had her.
Yeah.
She's horrible.
She works at every McDonald's.
She works at every McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you know what? And
she gets around.
She finds joy in telling you that, you know?
I know.
If it's 10:33, listen, broad, you know you got some damn biscuits sitting in there. Just give me a damn biscuit. But she won't give it to you. No, it's like the power goes to her head. Have you noticed that?
That's what came through that day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I shook my head because I was like, you know, I gave it a shot. I gave it the old college try. Clark, I'm sorry. I did what I could. And so, yeah. So I drove off and told him when I got home, I was like, sorry, Clark.
That blows. So you didn't get anything?
Nothing. Nothing. No. Yeah.
So you just went home empty-handed with a story of and no food to back it up?
Nothing. Nothing. Literally. Like, other than that, the last time I went to McDonald's was probably 5 years ago when I flew into Pittsburgh and it was the only thing open. And I got some sort of wrap with some sort of chicken in it. And I felt like asshole for like hours. So no. Not some of my.
Those wraps are made with leftover chicken nugget pieces. Oh. The leftover, like the ones they find on the floor, not like from the freezer.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, what do they do with the leftover shit from the floor for breakfast? Like, why don't they scoop that up and give it to me when I show up at 11 o'clock?
If you're at the right McDonald's, Airport McDonald's would have sold it to you.
Yeah.
They would have sold you the biscuits off the floor, but it's this, that one chick that likes to wield her power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
So McDonald's. Yeah. Fuck that bitch. McDonald's needs to do something about her.
So anyway.
So all of this activity, it's really too much for, you know, us regular patrons. And so I'm requesting dedicated gypsy hours at McDonald's because apparently the gypsies like a good Big Mac. They do frequent the establishment, but I think they need their own hours so that, you know, they don't disturb the regular patrons. And I put all my thoughts in a very strongly worded letter and I sent it to Ronald. I have not heard back. But I'm waiting to hear. I did get a thank you for, you know, reaching out reply from Grimace. It was written in ketchup. But I'm like, you know what? This is just fucking disrespectful. But yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from Ronald on these dedicated hours so that the gypsies can have their time and the regular patrons can have our time.
Okay,
and
but
two shall not meet.
Double D, what are those hours?
Listen, do I look like Ronald McFucking Donald? I don't know. I don't
no,
get paid
you just,
to figure
you
were, out these hours. Like, that's his problem. I don't know. Do your job, clown. Like, I don't know. You tell me what the hours are.
Is it Ronald McDonald's responsibility or Gypsy McPipsy's?
It's Ronald McDonald's because he's the leader. He's the head of the company. So it's his responsibility to make sure all patrons are comfortable. He can consult with the gypsies and see, you know, what time they're able to, you know, saddle up the horse and mosey on over to McDonald's and, you know, but so ultimately the decision is his.
Double D, I feel like you're not playing nice in the sandbox here at McDonald's.
Oh, so I'm in the wrong?
I'm just saying, I don't hear the gypsies complaining.
Not the gypsy crew with the friggin' 20 kids everywhere making me crazy?
You may have already been crazy.
That is a very fair statement. So maybe, yep. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's my, those are my housekeeping items, just things. I had something else, but I don't know. Now I've been accused of being uncooperative and doesn't play well with others. I don't know if I should address my other issue.
Well, if you are ever going to address issues, I think this is the place to do it. We love issues, right?
I can feel free to speak openly and freely without fear of criticism and name calling.
Well, listen, you know you're always going to get the open and honest response from me. So,
absolutely. And I love it. I love it. I love you for it. Well, I guess my bonus housekeeping item is freaking valet. I cannot stand valet. I am vehemently opposed to the practice of valetio or valeting or whatever you call it. I don't know.
I think it's valetio. I think you're right.
Yes. Yes. So you block all the available parking. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. make me pay for parking. Mm-hmm. And then I have to tip you for stealing my quarters out of my console. I have to tip you for stealing my shit, for stealing my phone charger. Like, how, like, what kind of business model is this?
Okay,
that
Double D.
Bullshit.
I will tell you, it's funny you bring this up because I okay. have very strong feelings about valetio as well.
Okay.
And yes, we went somewhere, Clark and I went somewhere to dine recently, and it was this fucking stupid, ridiculously expensive restaurant that some friends of ours picked, which already chapped my ass, right?
Yes. And those friends.
And we show up and you have to valet. And
the
I'm
hell.
Like, okay.
That's forced valetio. That is
right?
forced valetio.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We know what that means. So not only that, you have to pay for it. And then you know those motherfuckers expect a tip.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
No. Oh, I was so pissed. I literally tried to get back in the car and leave. And Clark was like, no, we're going inside. Damn it. Yeah. We're on the same page with this one.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you for your support, because I'm just like, I don't feel it's right that you shove your paid service down my throat when there's available parking right down the aisle, you know, but you blocked it from me. And it's just, whoever came up with this business model is a genius, because I've been driving since I was 16. I would have never thought, let me force people to pay me to park their car. Like, who in the hell? Like, what? So
Can I say that I loved your use of phraseology there, where you said you shove it down somebody's throat when we're talking about valetio?
They shove it down your throat.
That's right.
Listen, that arrangement is hard to swallow, I tell you.
It is.
I'm full of them. Bada boom, bada bing.
You just got to relax the throat, Double D, and just,
let it all in. Slide in slowly.
Right. That's
back
right.
It in slowly and smoothly. Just sit back and relax.
That's right.
They'll bring it in for you. So, yes. Those are my housekeeping items. Those are things that I really feel I need to address with the general public. And, you know, I had to get them off my chest. So, you know, that nice energy transfer. When you're like in a rah, rah, crappy mood, you transfer that energy to someone else. And now I'm light as a feather.
So what you're saying is you just gave all your crappy energy to our patients? Yes. Huh? Did you see that?
Patients? It's growing patients. On you. It's growing on you. It's growing on you. Yes, I did. That's I just true. Transferred all that energy to the patient.
That's right. So. Yes. I love it. Well, Double yeah. B, I know this was a little bit of a different kind of approach to our conversation than what we usually have. So, but I hope our patients are taking away some really good thoughts for their day, their evening, their week.
I think our patients are thankful that, number one, they know where to get a good BBL at a discount on Wednesdays.
two for one.
Exactly. They know that other people feel the same way about the religious gypsies that crowd into McDonald's. And they know that, you know, fellatio parkers can suck it. No yeah. pun intended.
That's some bullshit.
Straight bullshit.
Well, I am so grateful personally for you imparting all of this wisdom upon us this evening. Why don't you tell our patients where they can follow us, where they can listen to us, where they can not see us but hear us?
Well, do they want to go like to Instagram for STD pod at STD podcast story?
They probably do. They're super cool, our patients.
They are super cool. Or they can email us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com because we want to hear all of your fantastic stories.
Yeah, I want to hear, I had one come in today. Like, I just love this. It makes me laugh so hard, the stupid shit that people do. It makes me so proud. It makes me so proud to know I'm not the only one that does really stupid shit.
No, people are doing some wacky shit out there and we need to hear about it.
Yeah.
And if you are, because I believe in everyone having a voice. So if you are also a BBL provider, please write us. If you are a religious gypsy, definitely write us. And if you are a valet who's proud of your fellatio services, absolutely call me.
All right. And with that, we will wrap it up for the day. So thank you all for tuning in and we will talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, patience.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast. Make sure you follow our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And this will ensure you don't miss out on any of the head-spinning STD madness. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at STD Podcast Story to make sure you get the full picture for each of our stories. Sometimes we get pictures to supplement our stories, and that's where you'll find them. You can also tweet us your thoughts about the stories at STD Podcast Story. And for the real heavyweights, if you'd like us to share your story, email it to us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com. Extra cool points if you supplement your story with pictures. Now, get out there, do some stupid shit, and don't forget to tell us all about it.